a wizened, frail-looking wizard, bald except for a few wisps of white hair, was reading a letter by candlelight. Harry had never seen this man before. "I'm sorry," he said shakily. "I didn't mean to butt in." But the wizard didn't look up. He continued to read, frowning slightly. Harry drew nearer to his desk and stammered, "I'll just go, shall I?" Still, the wizard ignored him. He didn't seem even to have heard him. Thinking that the wizard might be deaf, Harry raised his voice. "Sorry I disturbed you. I'll go now," he half shouted. The wizard folded up the letter with a sigh, stood up, walked past Harry without glancing at him, and went to draw the curtains at his window. The sky outside the window was ruby red. It seemed to be sunset. The wizard went back to the desk, sat down, and twiddled his thumbs, watching the door. Harry looked around the office. No Fawkes the Phoenix, no whirring silver contraptions. This was Hogwarts as Riddle had known it, meaning that this unknown wizard was headmaster, not Dumbledore, and he, Harry, was little more than a phantom, completely invisible to the people of 50 years ago. There was a knock on the office door. "Enter," said the old wizard in a feeble voice.